gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Dippy Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Doris Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Lost World Reptiles is...
Gino Sassani.
Here to answer your reptile questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And... free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, Lick and Lap is full of terrine, which is great for your cats, and your cats will love it. You can find it at Vitacraft.us, you can find it in pet stores, and you can also find it at Walmart.com. Don't forget Good Pets Foods, natural supplements and treats for your dog. They will love those, and you can enter a promo code of the word PETS, P-E-T-S, to save 10% at GoodPetsFoods.com. Hey, I'd like to see you. Talking Pets is presenting Tropical Costa Rica with an optional three-night jungle adventure pre-tour extension October 6th through the 14th of next year. And you can find out information at 800-581-8942 or check out Costa Rica at TalkingPets.com.
Snowfall seen my childhood, star it knows my soul. This tree it knows the boundaries of the places I can go. And when all three come together, together in one place, it's a Valentine to Christmas time with such amazing grace. That I believe in Christmas Eve. The gifts are all forgotten, but for some that isn't so. The magic somehow lingers, no matter how old I grow. And hidden in every snowfall and in every star that shines and in every tree that comforts me in these uncertain times, I believe Christmas Eve. And all of these memories, can you tell me where do they go? The snow, the star, and the Christmas tree. And all of these faces, those that I used to know, do they see me? If I believe Christmas Eve. The snowfall cleans the mountains, the star can guide me home. The tree had fed a young mother once, so says the tale I'm told. It depends on who you talk to, it depends on who you are. It depends on if you've faith enough in the snow the tree, the star, and if you believe in Christmas Eve. And all of these memories, can you tell me where do they go? The snow, the star, and the Christmas tree. And all of those faces, those that I used to know, do they see me? If we believe in Christmas Eve.
And that's Gino Sasani. Gino, yeah. I like that one, actually. I like the holiday one. Yeah. That's a good song.
Christmas song.
By the way, how can they find you, your music?
They can find us at GESasani.com or on Facebook at GESasani.
GESasani. And you got to spell that for them.
S-A-S-S-A-N-I.
There you go. Gino Sasani. And don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, so you can find us there. Uh-huh. You can tell Alexa, tune in. Actually, check us out there at CRN4. Oh,
cool.
Tune in.
Cool.
And you can go to TalkinPets.com and click the Listen Live button, and you can listen to us on there as well. Once again, this is Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. We are open to your questions. The reptile guy is with us today.
I am.
So if people want to find about your snakes and everything, where do they go?
They can go to LostWorldReptiles.com.
Speaking of Lost World, if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last weekend were...
But he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee for the movie's done. Floor's always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness and my shoes are all checked. Always make it to my seat, no time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, you may want to check out these films, the top five as of last week. Venom, The Last Dance, $103 million in 2 weeks. Not too bad, actually, and I do want to see that
one. I want to see it, too. We didn't get a screening for it.
No, we did not. Yeah, I was ticked off as well.
Sony, you hear that?
Yeah. So, Venom, The Last Dance, I can't tell you about it because I didn't see it, but it's doing pretty good box office-wise. So, it's still number one out there. Number two, which has been holding on to the top five for quite some time, The Wild Robot, $126 million in 6 weeks. I did get to see that. It's a cute film, so I highly recommend it for the family, and it's got a good message. I'm a big horror fan, so Smile 2, $57 million in 3 weeks, which is not... it's okay.
A horror movie at this time of year.
But the movie I thought was pretty good, especially the artist. She has a great voice.
Mm-hmm.
Conclave, not familiar with that one. $19 million in 2 weeks. And also, number five is Here. And that's Tom Hanks' movie, $7.5 million in 1 week. Not doing too well.
Not good, no.
You know, I was actually the only one of the critics to watch that on the night that I went.
Oh, wow.
And I did not really like it.
Yeah,
I expected so much more out of it. I thought it was going to be a great movie because it had Tom Hanks in it and all, and I felt like I was in New York City watching a play.
Well, you know, and that's not a bad thing necessarily, if that's what you're expecting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was expecting, you know, you go see a movie in the theater, you expect all these different scenes and everything else, but it's pretty much you're looking at the same living room, only... It's like they changed the furniture around.
Is it based on a play?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But I just, it just, no. It didn't do a lot for me.
Okay.
But that was number five. But I did get to screen one the other night, and I actually went to the screening of A Real Pain. And,
yeah, I missed that one. Hurricane damage cleanup.
It was actually so-so.
Yeah.
It deals with two cousins getting together and going to Poland, which I was so enthralled with because I'm from Poland. I wanted to see the sceneries. Everything they showed was depressing. I hate to say it, Poland, but it was depressing in this movie. There wasn't a lot to look at.
When did you move? I thought you were. I didn't know you were from Poland.
Yeah,
when did you move here?
My grandmother is moved here from Poland.
Oh, okay.
But I'm 100% Polish. I'm still
the strain. You're from Poland, like I'm from Italy.
Yeah.
You know what I tell
your
people?
Heritage.
I'm made in the United States. Made in Italy. Assembled in the United States.
Definitely. Check out my movie reviews at talkinpets.com. Click on movie reviews. You can you can read what I have to say about A Real Pain. It's a so-so movie. About the Holocaust, by the way. That's in there as well. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Thanks to the generosity of Animals for Armed Forces Foundation, the center is offering sponsored pet adoptions to thank military members and their families for their service. Adoption fees will be covered from Friday, November 8th through Monday, November 11th for approved adopters while supplies last. Animals for Armed Forces Foundation is a Southern California nonprofit dedicated to bringing smiles to military heroes while also serving orphan pets in need. Like Helen Woodward Animal Center, the foundation there recognizes years of comfort, laughter, joy, and devotion that a loving pet can provide. All crucial elements to assist military members and their families whose lives have been dedicated to serving our country both near and far. Helen Woodward Animal Center recognizes the value of the healing power of animals. They can have facilities on members of people dedicated to serving our military community. The Pet Encounter Therapy Program typically serves 60 to 70 veterans monthly. At the Hawthorne Center and Veterans Village in San Diego, they utilize therapeutic animals there to help lower blood pressure and regulate breathing and improve memory and lift the spirits of wounded soldiers. Thanks to a partnership with the national pet food company Blue Buffalo, the center's Animeals program also regularly assists wounded warriors in helping provide their pet food to military veterans, their clients, and with service dogs. Helen Woodward's Companion Animal Hospital also supports the military with a special fund offering free services to active duty enlisted military E1 to E7 or disabled military and their immediate family members. This weekend, the Animal Center hopes to unite the perfect pet with deserving military families. Military members, including active duty, reserve, and veterans of Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and National Guard, and or their immediate family members are invited to meet these loving, adoptable dogs, cats, puppies, and kittens waiting for their forever homes. Prospective adopters can view available pets at animalcenter.org/adopt. Pairing an orphan pet with a military family is a true win-win, stated Kendall Schultz, Adoption Service Director. We know that the pet and the military family will both benefit from the bond, and we are so grateful to Animals for Armed Forces Foundation for helping us to unite these deserving hearts. For more information, please contact Helen Woodward Animal Center Adoptions Department at 858-756-4117, extension 1. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news and join our Facebook family at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Gino Sassani.
Keep on asking myself why we had all so much fun, you and I. Been away way too long. Can't stop thinking about you, yeah. Wish that you would be here with me now. I'd never leave you again, no. I don't know what I would do without you. Don't know what I would do without you. Don't know what I would do without you.
Hi, I'm Earl Holloman, and you're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
And you're listening to Talking Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone. Give us a call. 818-818-6401. What did you bring for us today, Gino?
I brought a baby snake for you today because this is baby time.
So if you want to see baby time right now and you want to check it out on Facebook Live at Talking Pets Radio, Gino's going to bring out a snake.
Okay.
Are you okay, Devin?
Nope. Not good.
It's baby time. And this is a Honduran milk snake. It's from Honduras.
Going to milk you, Devin.
Nope.
And it's a young baby.
Oh, it's out of the box. It's also, must be in the room somewhere.
No, but it's also an albino. So this guy's switching. Look at that. He's trying to bite me. But see how... But you see how unharmful it is. You see, he's not hurting me at all.
It looks very harmful. He's biting
me. No, he's not hurting me.
He doesn't look happy.
No, he's not.
Nope.
But...
Will he calm down?
He will. After a while, in my warm hand and stuff, he'll find... But you see, there's no bleeding. There's no... You know, I'm not going to bleed all over the floor. Yes, he's biting me again, but as you can see, they're babies. They can't hurt me. But yeah, he is a
Does
little...
Does he have teeth right now at this
Yeah, he's got teeth, and I'd rather he didn't bite me, but like I said, at this age, he can't hurt me.
So he's like all orange and
yeah,
white?
Yeah, right. In without the albinism, he would be very bright red with black stripes. Those white stripes would be black, excuse me, against red. But they're...
So what does the bite feel like?
What, you want to try?
No, I'm good.
you're
too close as it is.
Devin does not like snakes.
You know what it feels like? If someone like took a pliers and but not pulled hard on it, but
okay,
just like grabbed
you pinched,
your skin.
It pinched
right.
between a two bricks
but
or something.
Didn't, yeah. you know, not push down. But okay. yeah, he's this is one of the feistiest ones I've ever brought here.
I honestly
wasn't expecting that, quite honestly.
I don't mind snakes. I like snakes, but I don't want to touch them either.
Nope.
But as you can see, I'm not bleeding all over the place. There's no blood. He does have teeth, but his teeth are so small.
Will they get bigger?
They can't. Oh yeah.
How big is he now?
He I measure him. He's probably about 16, 17 inches. He will get to be about maybe 6 feet and maybe about that big around.
So about the size of a half dollar.
Yeah. See, boy, he really wants to bite.
So,
this
yeah,
guy
he's not letting go.
Yeah, he's not. But like I said, again, he's not hurting me. So I'm not worried about it. You know, and that's the time when you handle it. See, now here's the thing. Here's how this will change. As I handle him over time, as he's a young guy, when he can't hurt me, as I handle him, he will tame down. He will eventually realize.
I've had all kind of animals around me, tigers, lions, everything, and he's freaking me out a little bit.
But again, when people buy snakes like this, what you do is you handle them when they're young and they can't help you.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. I mean, will he...
He will tame down, yes.
Okay.
By the time he's big enough where he would hurt, he won't want to do that anymore.
He's not giving up on biting.
No, he's not. This is an unusual guy. This guy's a... And you know what? They're young, so they're a little more fierce when they're young. Because, I mean, they got to be because...
Now, he's wrapping around your fingers.
Yeah, but he's, again, that, not hurting me. Because,
but, I mean, is that like a defense? Will he do that? Like an anaconda like kind of thing?
Well, but he's holding on. I mean, he wants to hold on because if I drop him, whoops!
Oh, don't drop him.
Yeah,
Devin will have Devin will poop himself over there.
I will be out of this room so fast.
But take a look at my fingers. There's no blood. There's no injury. I will not feel this. It won't become infected. There won't be any.
But
I
as
can't
he
even...
gets bigger, though,
yes.
if he continues to bite.
But that's why you handle them while they're young and you get them used to you. Because he's biting because he's afraid. Once he realizes,
I was afraid too, and I'm over here on the other side of the desk.
But once he realizes that I'm not going to hurt him, see, there's only one reason why any animal picks up another animal in the wild, and you know what that is, of course.
Why he picks him up?
Yeah, why would any animal
to
pick
eat
up
him.
A, exactly? So he thinks I'm trying to chow down on him. Once he realizes he's safe with me, that will stop, and he'll become. Like many of the other snakes
well,
that I've
it's
seen.
It's funny
here.
Because I've seen you, you brought many snakes
yeah,
over
and they're
here.
Yeah, and they usually tank, right.
I mean, and you brought Scar over, which
yeah,
is
a big
snake.
Because
I've held him. He never bit me or
because
anything.
Because I've handled him since he was young.
Right. This guy.
This guy in 5 years will be big, and he'll be fine. In 5 years, he wouldn't bite anybody, because I'll handle him all the time.
So you have him in a little like a Tupperware container.
Yeah, and
what's he
got
doing
holes.
Now? Is he like
he's just burying himself?
He's burying under the grass,
and it's got little air holes.
Yeah,
it takes a soldering gun, and that's how you make these. But yeah, this is how you put them when they're babies.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Give us a call 818-818-6401. Name that animal sound is coming up.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive,
and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed
by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads.
And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat.
Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Wasn't long before he asked me if I believed I knew my way. I didn't understand the question, so afraid to say. Then he showed me the horizon. He said, as long as there's a star, you're never lost, you'll find direction, no matter where you are. Now I'm lost, far from land, and I'm trying to do the very best that I can. To plot my course, to seek my star, to make it home and pray no matter where you are, you'll be proud. I was always home upon these waters, but now they feel like distant shores. There isn't time now for the answers, perhaps there never was. And so I'll chart this course from memory. I'll never know unless I try. And should I find somewhere within me, spirit still inside? Now I'm lost, I'm far from land, and I'm trying to do the very best that I can. To plot my course, to seek my star, make it home and pray no matter where you are, you'll be proud of me.
Richard Gerhold, a veterinarian in parasitology, an associate professor at the College of Veterinary Medicine at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, says one major way of preventing the spread of toxoplasmosis is keeping cats indoors. So, only felines shed toxoplasmosis in their feces, both wild and domestic. While there's wild cats out there, bobcats, lynx, mountain lions, they're also shedding from domestic cats. And so, keeping cats indoors reduces their chance of predating on wildlife, small animals and birds, since they tend to be the host of it. And then, routine veterinary care is really important. He also really encourages not feeding raw meat diets, because raw meat diets can contain the tissue cyst of toxoplasmosis, as well as Neospora, potentially Sarcocystis as well. And then, for as far as Giardia and Cryptosporidium, again, proper veterinary care is really important. Also, educating pet owners and other humans about general risk associated with certain activities. If you're around livestock, particularly young livestock, lambs, goat kids, calves, it's knowing that you could be exposed to Cryptosporidium. So, they can show you to wash your hands thoroughly before you touch your mouth or any other place on your body. And if you get any fecal material on you, to change your clothes. And knowing that dog parks, unfortunately, have a higher level of Giardia and Cryptosporidium. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
This is a song about toxoplasmosis, a plague which induces small rodent psychosis. It makes mice so bold that they'll enter the fold of a cat that has got halitosis. It's a wild protozoa whose sexual phase occurs in the balls of a cat. Oh, cysts that are shed to new critters will spread if they should contact the cat's cat. Consumed oocysts become tachyzoites, which are motile and lodge in the brain. They replicate there, and then please be aware they may cause one's behavior to change. And this is a song about toxoplasmosis, a plague which induces small rodent psychosis. It makes mice so bold that they'll enter the fold of a cat that has got halitosis.
They write a song about everything out there. So, toxoplasmosis, that is, like I said, you can get it from the fecal matter of cats. So, if you are changing litter boxes, be careful. You should wear gloves or at least do not touch the poop. So make sure you're using a shovel to get that out of there. They do recommend for women that are pregnant not to do it. Let your husband do it because it could cause issues with your pregnancy. So, just be careful in what you do. Well, once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you at 818-818-6401.
Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this animal sound that we're going to play, then you have a choice of gifts. You can go with Vitacraft, you can go with Lick and Lap, which is the creamy paste treats, or you can go with the purr sticks, which you would break for your cats to eat. You can also go with a CD from Gino Sasani, who's here today, and it's In Cold Blood.
And it's about reptiles.
Yes, it is. You can go with a turtle pendant. It's a piece of jewelry. We do have dog books, cat books. We have a collapsible water bowl. Comes in four different colors. We do have from Good Pets Foods. You can go with Hip and Joint Plus. You can go with multivitamin and the probiotic treats supplements for your dogs. You could try those. I do have an Easy Walk harness. It's for a small dog, about 15 pounds. We do have some actually nail caps for your cats, and we have the color blue, actually, in medium size. You can go with that. So those are your gifts. And we do have a calendar of songbirds from pageaday.com. So, name this creature. Name this creature. What animal makes this sound? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So it does have four legs. It's a land animal. And I will say the horns on this animal are probably like the most gorgeous horns that I've ever seen on an animal. I think they're very attractive, actually. And they are prey for lions, big cats. So, what herbivore is this that makes this sound? 818-818-6401. Take a shot at it. You might get it. I gave you enough clues. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize. Hey, don't forget, you know, I'm actually presenting and going on the trip to the tropical Costa Rica with you if you want to join us. You can check out information on the trip at 800-581-8942, or you can go to talkinpets.com. It's right there at the top. It says Costa Rica. There's a booking number. If you want to book, you could save $100 now. It's 129-9885. And it goes to Costa Rica, and you get to do a whole bunch of things. Everything's included. It's almost like you're going on a cruise, but you're going to be on land. And the thing is that your meals are included, your transportation's included, your flights. You go to four different hotels that we're going to be at. The last hotel we're going to be spending on a bungalow on the beach in Costa Rica. On Wednesday, matter of fact, on October 8th of next year, we embark on Cano Negro, which is a guided riverboat trip in the covered canopy known as the Panga. Now, these 20,000 acres of home to the largest viewable collection of indigenous wildlife in all of Costa Rica go in search of caimans, river otters, sloths, monkeys, river turtles, exotic birds, and rare butterflies. So there's a lot that we're going to be doing. You can zip line, or you can do the bridge tours where you're walking across roped bridges, which, I don't know, I kind of want to do both. But I definitely want to do the zip line over the trees. Yeah. I've never done that. Have you done that?
No, but I always wanted to zip line.
Yeah, I always wanted to do that. My luck, though, it'll break by the time we... but, Devin, have you done it?
No.
No? Well, yeah, I definitely want to do it. I think it'd be fun over the canopy of the trees and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it would
be wild. So, but give us a call right now, 818-818-6401. But if you want to go on the trip, you could save $100 now, and you can find out more information at Colette, and it's 800-581-8942. If you recognize the name Colette and you watch The Wheel of Fortune, you enroll them from there. And the booking number is 129-9885. You know I'm getting old when I got a squint. 818-818-6401 is the number to call right now. If you can name this creature, we want to know what it is. What creature makes that sound? Kind of looks like a deer, but it's not a deer. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So do you find that, like with your business, Lost World Reptiles, do you have a lot of people that obtain snakes?
Well, yeah, obviously, yeah. That's what most of the business is. I mean, there are people who, but not in the wild. I mean, you're talking about captive raised.
Right.
Yeah, we don't, that's the reason for me existing is that, you know, don't go out and get your snake from the wild. I always get people that raise their hand and says, how many have dogs at home? And they raise their hand and say, how many got them from the woods?
Yeah.
Of course, nobody does. Don't get your reptiles that way either. Get
that's
them
a good
from,
point.
From a dealer.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want your child going out into the yard
no.
in the woods and picking up something that they shouldn't be touching.
So I don't condone that at all, going out there and messing with the snakes in the wild.
Let's go out to Rocky in Dayton, Washington. Hey, Rocky, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
We're doing good.
Is that a Thompson gazelle?
A gazelle. I will say, I see where you're going with the gazelle thing because I said about the lion. But honestly, it is... you know, they even came out with pitchforks on that one. You were kind of close,
yes,
but it wasn't a gazelle. But
well, that's okay. We'll try.
Well, thanks
again
for trying, though, Rocky.
Yeah. You got have a great day.
You too. That's Rocky out there in Dayton, Washington.
Thanks, Rocky.
Nice to hear from you, Rocky. It's a herbivore. It looks kind of like a deer, but the horns are totally different than a buck.
Well, that would describe a gazelle, so he was on the right track.
Yeah. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, I'm going to hold it up to the camera.
Oh, really?
Well, so if you're on Facebook
cheating.
Live,
there you go.
You can actually see what I'm holding.
And you can see the name right at the bottom of the screen.
Oh, there you go.
You can, and you'll know the animal.
Hi.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef. Broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rutheschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
A 59-year-old man was killed in a vicious attack by a group of pit bulls in Albany last month. James Provkost from Schenectady, New York, was mauled by 8 or 9 dogs in a backyard on Central Avenue. The incident, which occurred around 6 p.m., left Provkost with severe wounds, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Albany Police Chief Eric Hawkins described the attack as brutal and vicious. Officers responded within minutes of receiving reports of an attack. Upon arrival, they witnessed the dogs continuing to maul Provkost, even after he collapsed. An officer discharged his firearm, striking and killing one of the adult dogs, which caused the remaining dogs to disperse. The dog's caretaker arrived shortly after the incident and corralled the surviving dogs. The dogs live at a neighboring property, but the owner was absent during the attack. Police are investigating whether they will file criminal charges against the dog owner or caretaker. Officials found 24 pit bulls at their residence, including 15 puppies. The Mohawk Hudson Humane Society has taken custody of the dogs involved in the attack while the investigation continues. The Albany Police Department has not yet decided whether they will release or euthanize the dogs. Officials report that authorities scrutinized the residence in May 2024 for suspected drug activity, during which they confiscated several dogs. Although the investigation did not primarily focus on the dogs, officials later returned them to the owner. This prior incident now raises questions about the conditions in which the dogs were kept and how they became involved in Wednesday's deadly attack. Witnesses heard Provost screaming for help as the dogs barked aggressively. Some nearby residents captured portions of the attack on video and shared them with local media. The videos highlighted the horrific nature of the incident and the challenges the police faced responding to the call. The dogs involved were pit bulls, most of whom were not properly licensed. 4 of the 9 adult dogs at the scene had expired license. City law requires annual dog registration, but there has been no prior complaints or reports regarding animals at the residence before the attack. This fatal mauling is a troubling trend in dog attacks in the United States. According to data from the American Animal Hospital Association, pit bulls are responsible for a disproportionate number of dog bites, accounting for 22.5% in various studies. Nationwide, approximately 4.5 million people are bitten by dogs each year, with an estimated 50 of those attacks resulting in death. Visit TalkingPets.com for more news. Join us on Facebook at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Devin Leach.
I'm sorry that my dog attacked you. I'm sorry that he broke your skin. I'm sorry that you're bloody and bruised. I am very mad at him. But just because my dog attacked you doesn't mean that you should call the authorities. I'm gonna discipline my dog. It probably won't happen again. I'm sorry that my dog attacked you. I know that it was unprovoked. He gets really angry sometimes, and I'm really, really sorry about it. But please don't call the authorities.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Gino Sassani.
I'm Devin Leach.
So the animal sound is still out there, and we want to know if you know what animal this is. Rocky gave it a shot of a gazelle. And I'll give you a really big hint because we're close to the top of the hour. Home on the range where the deer and the blank range roam.
Yeah, he had to beep out the relevant information.
I did, and it threw me off. So, actually, what was that blank? What animal fits into that song? Home on the range where the deer and the blank roam. So... 818-818-6401. You get a prize to pick out if you know what it is. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. You got a couple minutes before we end the hour. Sad story with the pit bulls. And you know, the thing is with that, I've been around pit bulls that are the friendliest
sure,
you can imagine.
Yeah.
But I've also been around pit bulls that are not so friendly.
Yeah.
And it seems when they get into groups, like a pack mentality, which I think in that story, Devin, that you read, they were kind of in a pack mentality there.
I think it was nine.
There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, 8 or 9, but there's 24 on the whole property.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pit bulls.
It is. It's...
I mean, my friend Linda Blair, you know her from The Exorcist, she has a foundation, World Heart Foundation, where they take in pit bulls and try to rehabilitate them, basically,
right.
If they need it.
Right.
If they need it. And then get them rehomed. And she does other dogs as well, but pit bulls seem to be one. You know, people go and they purchase or adopt a pit bull, and then when it grows from a puppy into a full-grown dog, the characteristics may not match for them, and then they end up giving them up.
Right.
They are a risk animal for insurance companies and for, you know, police.
Absolutely.
And so on and so forth. And I'm not saying they're all bad dogs, because they're not, but there are ones that are inbred that are, they have that mentality of fight. And
see,
sadly enough, right.
That's the key, that people have bred them that way. It's not the dog's fault.
Right.
People have brought out these tendencies on purpose.
Even for the average owner, for any kind of a dog, a lot of times it's the owner that's to blame rather than the dog, because you're inviting this animal, whether it is domestic animal, but you're inviting this animal into your home. So every trainer will tell you that you need to be educated as the human on what you're doing with the animals, so that your dog knows right from wrong.
Yeah.
So before we got about a minute left, so before we, I gave you a huge hint.
My wife knows this because we just did this last night. We were actually talking about this very subject last night.
Really?
The song and everything, yeah.
Wow. Home,
so she knows
range,
it. So Ellen, you can call in.
Here in the blank, Rome. So, 818-818-6401, if you think you know what it is, 818-818-6401, and we'll set you up with a prize of your choice. So, pick up the phone, give us a call. But, if the thing is when you're adopting an animal, you want to make sure you're adopting the right animal that fits into your lifestyle.
Yeah.
And I've had people adopt pit bull puppies to say, way to go, producer!
Yeah, there he goes.
So you might as well just play the song.
A discouraging word, and the skies are cloudy all day.
Hey, spay and neuter your pets, help control that pet population. We'll talk to you again very soon. And Justin called in. Justin, you got a prize. Just talk to Sydney. It's yours.
It's yours.
This is Talking Pets.
Where seldom is heard.
Views and opinions expressed on Talking Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.